And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and kind of an unconventional time we're living in right now. And as we mentioned earlier, I'll be doing In Focus interviews here, at least for a temporary basis over the phone. And it's City Day today, and we're going to have on the program with us, joining us by phone from City Hall, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Well, this is definitely a strange time as we're living in right now, and I know you guys have been pretty adamant about making some changes, adjustments. Tell us a little bit of some of those that the city's doing right now.
Sure, Brandon. Thank you. We are planning to have our meeting tonight, effective yesterday. We had a couple different meetings in the city commission room. We set that room up for social distancing, so 6 foot separation among the folks in the room, and so that limited our capacity for the actual seating capacity of it, and there's some spillover space if necessary. We want to try and stay below currently the guidelines from CDC and the state of Kansas. The KDHE are no more than 50. Obviously, we have had discussion from the recommendation from the president and from his office about that being no more than 10 in a room. So also within our workplace, we are limiting, although we're open for business, we have limited access to the secure areas, the employee areas, so we're not allowing any face-to-face meetings. If you're not an employee, you're not allowed in those areas, and then we're practicing social distancing and all of those meetings as well in our regular workplace. So that's the main thing. Obviously, Friday we sent out a news release. We did cancel a lot of our parks and recreation programs through the end of the month, and we'll just have to wait and see from how that goes from that standpoint. We also closed the Douglas Center Community Center and the Flint Hills Discovery Center to the public. The zoo interior spaces are closed. The zoo is still open to the outdoor area, so we'll just have to keep monitoring that aspect of things. And those are primarily the main things. We're going to be visiting with the commission this evening a little bit about some options going forward, such as meeting online via Zoom and other kinds of telecommuting. We are also transitioning some of our employees to work from home. Obviously, with the schools and some daycares being closed, that's met some personal challenges on their end. And so we have some employees that were practicing work from home from aspects as well. So definitely a number of different changes. And obviously, we did this exercise in a few years ago with the H1N1 virus, and we established a lot of protocols, and so but this is certainly moving at a quicker pace than some of that did, and so we're certainly trying to do our best to make those protective measures and still provide services.
Well, as far as the meeting tonight is concerned, and you're in kind of a unique predicament because Kansas law requires open meetings, but as far as the public coming out tonight, are they more encouraged maybe to follow online then?
You know, that's certainly an option for them. Again, I think with the social distancing, obviously if they've, had any type of concern about being near people themselves or those that might have been traveling, those kind of things, those folks should be self-isolating already. And so, I know when we had our special meeting last Thursday, we had a record number of people watching that production. So that's certainly a good way to be able to do that. You know, if they have an option, potentially, if they have a particular question, they can get that to us in advance, or if we're able to accommodate them at the meeting. We're not making people sign in, so we're limiting touching different things as much as possible.
Yeah. Right. So, Brandon, I'm glad you brought up the processes we're trying to put in place during this extraordinary time. So I think we have to be proactive. We can't wait for that one confirmed case to pretend like we don't have anything going on. There are a lot of carriers around us because of people traveling, people that have things going on in their life that may or may not have been tested. And it's been shown that even if you don't show symptoms, you might be a carrier. So I'm encouraging everybody to pretend they are a carrier. I think the stats are such that on March 9th, a week ago, we had in the United States, we had 663 cases. March 17th, this morning, we have 4,748 cases. That's increasing exponentially, and we need to be cautious. Those are the ones that were tested positive. Many people are not even tested yet. In 1 month, we went from February 17th, it was 12, and March 17th, it's 4,748. So that's huge. And the other piece that I think we need to be, like I said, proactive, and I think our communities are seeing it, our businesses, such as Johnny Cause being closed for a week, or other businesses doing carryout for meals, and our schools shutting down. K-State has been taking extraordinary effort to make sure students are not on campus. And I think that's the level we need to think about this. The president yesterday during his news conference said, you know, limited to 10 people gathering. But he also indicated this would go on till July or August. So those are things we need to think about. This is definitely going to have an economic impact. But more importantly, we don't want to be where Italy is. We need to put measures in place so that we don't keep going towards that curve doesn't keep increasing. And even if we find positive cases, we're just trying to make sure that our health facilities are not overburdened. And I say this because I have a son who is a doctor in Los Angeles. I have a daughter who is a doctor in Indianapolis. And I have a brother who is a resident for four hospitals in Indianapolis. And they're seeing an influx already. They're told to work 12 to 14 hours. And if anybody gets sick, that's even more of a burden. My brother in Indianapolis yesterday, they had their first death, and he was doing a press conference. And he said the saddest thing was the gentleman that passed away, his wife had also tested positive, and she couldn't be with him as he passed away. And they had to do video conferencing because she had to be isolated. Those are the types of situations we're trying to avoid, and everybody needs to take precautions. These are not invading anybody's freedom. This is what we need to do. This is the time to do it. And if we're not, we are being irresponsible. So I think we need to be taking as many measures as possible before we have that one case or seven cases. We want to be at zero and make sure we are doing everything possible to help our community.
Yeah, we're talking with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear here on In Focus. A lot of folks are concerned right now how this is going to affect them financially in their personal lives here. You know, things still have to get paid. Bills have to get paid. I'm curious, from the city operation, how's this going to affect what you guys do in terms of getting your budget ready here? Because I think we're getting pretty close to being in budget season, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure. We're working internally from a staff perspective. We're scheduled, our original schedule would be to present a preliminary budget and recommend a budget in May. So those are aspects that we're working on, and then the traditional approval is mid-August for the commission to take action on. But you know, a lot of that budget is developed through a lot of our boards, Social Service Advisory Boards, and different boards' input. You know, we're actually discouraging them from meeting, so we're looking at ways to accomplish some of those things via Zoom or other online technology and presentations, and actually moving to future commission meetings to go that route as well. And so we've postponed some of the other advisory board meetings that aren't really necessary. necessary for moving forward with action. So all of those things certainly come into play. I didn't mention our municipal court operations have adjusted some. And so we would encourage folks to contact the court by telephone if you have scheduled businesses there. A lot of the activities are being continued, and so I would just, if you have business at the court, if you have a parking fine or something like that, the ticket, some of that can be mailed in, or there's a drop box, so there's a lot of good information on the court, but just call the court at 587-2450 would be a first place to start.
Now, as far as budgets you mentioned, Brandon, one of the things is we're also looking to see what the federal and the state agencies are going to do. Both have declared a state of emergency, so we need to see what the indicators are as they do their budgets and what the implications are for not only Manhattan, but everyone in the United States is going to have an economic impact. I talked to CDB yesterday. You know, people have canceled conventions and conferences, so that's going to have an impact, and schools shutting down, people not being able to pay bills or spend money. We're telling people not to go out, which means they can't go spend as much as they typically would. So the federal organizations, federal agencies, and state agencies are looking at budgets to kind of soften that blow. So this is not just going to impact Manhattan, Kansas, but like I said, the United States and internationally. So I think this has have a rippling effect, and we need to see what those funding levels or those subsidies might look like as they come this way, and how that process works, and how soon we can get some of those funds.
I know we had a lot of things that have been canceled. This weekend, of course, was going to be the spring the flood conference. That obviously, is that canceled or is that postponed? Do we know at this point?
It's postponed.
Okay.
We haven't set a new date for it yet, but that's another one. So some of our alternatives there and some of the things we're even thinking of relative to even the commission's work session that's scheduled next week is providing more just web-based info type documents that we can provide stuff and then have, you know, just interactive blogs, that sort of thing, having discussion boards for some of that kind of information. So we can still get the information out, recording some of the speakers and some of the pertinent measures, so we can still get some of that information.
All right. Let's take a break real quick, and we'll come back with more on In Focus. We're talking to Ron Fear and Yusha Reddy, City of Manhattan, on News Radio KMAN.